Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take a look at the betting side of things. Maybe we can make you some of that money back as far as your Christmas holiday spending. And we'll be talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Cousin Subs right now, for many select locations, is offering delivery. And we all know that this time of year, when you're out running around, you might not want to go running around any more than you absolutely positively have to. So our friends over at Cousin Subs, they want to get you the deal. And that is simply go to CousinSubs.com, and at select locations in many areas, they can get you that Cousin Subs delivered right to your door. By the way, if you go to Cousin Subs and you want to stop in and get somebody something that is compact and tasty and one size fits all for the holiday season, our friends at Cousin Subs have gift cards. Make your life easier. If you purchase a $25 gift card today at your favorite Cousin Subs, they give you a certificate for a free 7.5-inch sub when you buy it. Now, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Check out CousinSubs.com. That is CousinSubs.com, and tell them we sent you. And don't forget, they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. All right, let's bring in Chris Raybon of the Action Network now, talk about some of the games on the docket. Chris, how you doing, buddy? Chris, you there? Chris is not there. We must have lost him. Ah, the wonderment of the phones. That's okay. We'll get him back on the line. We'll track him down. Got a lot of games to talk about, obviously. Some of the money's already been in. You've got to the Jets and the Bengals, a game in which many people think Cincinnati's going to have a continual losing season. I'm really interested for the Monday night game with the Seahawks hosting the Vikings. Can't wait for that one. You got a couple other good ones. You got a rivalry game with the Raiders and the Chiefs. That's upcoming. The Colts at home taking on the Titans as well. Patriots on the road taking on the Texans. Do the Patriots continue on? So we're going to get into that. Chris Raybon of the Action Network joining us. Chris, how you doing? Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
There we go. Finally got you. Good stuff. So we were just kind of going over some of the matchups, and there's some good ones coming up. We all know that. But one of the bigger ones, I'm going to get right to, that is coming up on Monday night because the Vikings are on the road. Obviously, we're following both of these teams being in the NFC and the Vikings being in the division. Vikings taking on the Seahawks on Monday night. Give us a lowdown there.
Yeah, so for this one, it looks like right now a lot more of the, you know, the public's on the Seattle Seahawks, but we're seeing about 65% of the money on the Vikings here in this spot. So it's an interesting one. I think, you know, Mike Zimmer is a coach who, when he takes his team on the road, they usually cover at a high clip. The Seahawks have kind of gotten lucky a little bit with a bunch of wins in one score game. So anytime you see that, those are usually coin flips. So that's why I think the Sharks are on the Vikings there.
Tell me why the Raiders are getting 10 going into Arrowhead. Because the Raiders, I don't consider them a bad team. Is that just because they got dump trucked by the Jets?
Yeah, I think the Raiders are another team that's kind of in that same boat where, you know, they had a winning record. And you look at their point differential, and their point differential is negative. And it was negative even coming into that Jets game. And so anytime it's another one of those situations where a team has kind of overachieved, outplayed their record a little bit. And when you see that, usually you're going to see that kind of team getting a faded going forward because you would expect some regression.
Then you got the Titans on the road taking on the Colts. The Colts at home, it started out as 3.5. Now it's down to 2. It looks like the money is just about split. Why are people starting to flip over to the Titans side of things?
Well, this Colts team, you know, they're in a little bit of trouble, I think. You know, T.Y. Hilton looks like he's going to miss again after being on that pitch count last week. And the Colts just have trouble generating offense, I think, without him. And, of course, we know they like to run the ball, but this is a matchup against the Titans, who are one of the better run defenses in the National Football League. So the Titans have been playing, I think, better than people think. Ryan Tannehill has given them a lift. So I think we're going to continue to see the Titans being the sharp side in most of these matchups because they're not a big public team. The public usually doesn't back the Titans too hard.
Another interesting game is the Patriots traveling. They're going down to Houston, taking on the Texans. That game started out as 4.5 that the Texans were getting. Now they're just getting 3. Why has the money line changed a little bit for the Texans?
Well, the Texans are, you know, their team that I think can give the Patriots some problems. If you look at who the Patriots have struggled with this year, it's really come down to Lamar Jackson, and then they win the Cowboys game, but they win by only 4 points. And both of the common denominators there are facing a mobile quarterback, a guy who can move around a little bit. It's tough when you want to play man coverage like that against those kind of quarterbacks. So this is a matchup where I think Houston has a chance. A lot of people think Houston has a chance to pull off the upset. I would tend to agree. I think it comes down to Houston's defense. Houston's defense hasn't been that good without J.J. Watt, but on the other side of the ball, I think Houston has what it takes on offense to give the Pats some problems.
I know it's weird, but I'm looking at this Browns game, and I'm seeing the Browns giving 2 points to the Steelers, and a lot of the money coming in on the Browns. Is it just because the quarterback situation has been so just different, we'll say, or bad, if you want to call it that, in Pittsburgh? Because this is a game at Heinz Field.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because Mike Tomlin, and I think we've talked about this before, when he covers at about a 64% clip when the Steelers are an underdog. So this is a spot where I think the Browns are clearly the better team. And, you know, you're just kind of betting on, well, the Steelers, you know, they're banged up on offense. They're down to their third-string quarterback, essentially. And it's going to be a tough spot for them. But this is one where I would be careful because I do think that Mike Tomlin could get his guys fired up. It's in Pittsburgh. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Steelers pull it out. But I think that the play in this game, like a lot of these things late in the year, is probably the under. You know, that was up at 40, I think, to start the week. It's trickling on down here. It's about 39 right now. So the sharp action is going to be on the under in this game. The last time these two teams played, there was only 28 combined points.
You got a couple of games that are really, really close. Rams and Cardinals, Buccaneers and Jaguars, and each of those teams were within 3 points. Tell me, when you start to bet on a game like that, what are you specifically looking for?
So in these close games, you know, these coin flip games, you're starting to think about, okay, you know, which of the teams is better coached, which of the teams is more rested. So, and also in the Bucks-Jags case, you think about the travel situation and you know, it started out, I think, with the Jags being favored by a point or two. Now it's the Bucs being favored by a point. And you think about that, and it's not really a road game for Tampa Bay. Even though technically they're on the road, it's an interstate matchup. They're not really traveling too far. So, you know, the Jaguars, it's hard to read them because their run defense has been so bad week after week that when you see a team like that with a decently talented defense, with the same issue in run defense week after week, which is a physical type of thing, a thing you can correct, you worry that, you know, maybe the team is kind of mailing it in a little bit. So I think that's why you're starting to see the Bucs garner some attention here. And as far as the Rams and Cardinals, I mean, the Cardinals are well-rested coming off the bye. The Rams on a short week. It's Thanksgiving week, so you never know. There might be more distractions and guys kind of, you know, having to do things that they wouldn't on a normal week. So I think that's why you're seeing the line move in favor of the Arizona Cardinals here.
You've got a couple more. One that I'm really interested in, the 49ers and the Ravens. Ravens giving 5.5 coming into this one, which I find interesting because you're playing a really good defense in the 49ers, and that's the biggest question. Can the 49ers contain what Lamar Jackson is doing? So give us the lowdown.
Yeah, and this one is where, you know, one where early in the week, the line was the standard, you know, 3.5 points in favor of the Ravens, which you usually get, you know, assuming the teams are pretty much even on a neutral field. And the line has started to tick up, which means, you know, obviously sharps are coming in here on the Baltimore Ravens. And the one thing with the 49ers defense is they've had a lot of success when they're playing quarterbacks that don't really move around too much in the pocket. And even Aaron Rodgers at this stage in his career, he's not really breaking the pocket as much. That's just not what Matt LaFleur wants him to do. So it's not a surprise that they had a lot of success last week. But they did struggle a bit against Kyler Murray in those two matchups. You know, those were closer games than I think anyone thought. And then they also, their one loss came to the Seattle Seahawks at Russell Wilson. So it's another situation where you have a really good defense, but the one thing that's usually kryptonite for these type of defenses are those mobile quarterbacks. So The Ravens have been a lot better on defense with Jimmy Smith and trading for Marcus Peters. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the 49ers actually struggle in this spot.
And then you've got the Packers on the road in the Meadowlands, or in the old MetLife, in the old Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, taking on the Giants. Give me the thought.
So for this one, you know, Packers are always a huge public team, you know, so they're getting something like 88%, 89% of the bets, and around the same amount of money. That's pretty one-sided right now. I tend to agree with that. I think that, you know, the Packers just ran into a freight train last week with the San Francisco 49ers on defense, and this is a totally different defense for the Giants. You also have Daniel Jones, who turns the ball over a ton, and Aaron Rodgers throughout his career, coming off a loss, you know, covers at over a 60% clip, and just coming off a failure to cover against the spread, usually covers in the next game at over a 60% clip. So, you know, I think the Packers are the right side of this one. Usually don't like to take these big favorites, 6.5 points, pretty big, on the road, but I do think this is a nice bounce-back spot for the Packers, especially with the Giants continuing to be banged up.
Chris, always great to chat with you. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk soon, and we'll get back to you next week, okay?
All right, Bill. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Raybon of the Action Network joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.